Thank you. experimental and avant-garde music, come into the concert hall either totally ignorant of the cuisine before them, with palates unprepared to savor the variety and the bouquet of each appetizing piece, or they're in a confused state, a mental disorientation which somehow deludes itself into the mad expectation of a modern evolution from zither to viola, from Akagane to Stravinsky and so on. One so deceived, so uneducated, is bound to recoil at such a novel experience as avant-garde music presents. Shocked and stupefied, perhaps. It's therefore to allay such effects to spare unnecessary discomfort and displeasure that I've been requested to briefly lecture to you this evening. Perhaps it's the enormous complexity of my subject matter which gives me a moment's pause. One must summon up the entire cerebral energies of one's being for so varied, so multifaceted are the dimensions of intellectual purpose and determination, which must first be properly grasped and collated into the total will, emotion, and mind of each prosthetype, humbly knocking at the doors of elucidation. Tremble, O man, but a reed before creation. Do you imagine that the flight of a hummingbird, that the structure of the earth's currents, wind, and sea are of no consequence? No, it's rather upon these stones, this bedrock, that the composer or the artist commences his masonry. Cities emerge, civilizations flower. A turn, if you will, to illustration number one, please. Where you'll feast upon the exquisite structure. Take careful note of my language. I say structure, neither substance nor accident, but the perfect essence of the principle. Quote, it is the San Francesco d'Assisi that site architectural form and subsequent decorative completion have given a unique aesthetic importance. Here is a clear structural logic, and no attempt is made to use hidden engineering or external elements to create a sense of weightlessness by means of thin and soaring members. Such buttressing as is needed is supplied by massive semi-cylindrical forms, and the spectacular mechanics of the flying buttresses are askew. Unquote. And do not begin to see how in the flight of senses into the realm of the essential demands that we mount the backs of angels, carried on their strong, broad wings into the subconscious? Their weightless soaring is conducted upon an interior fabric, skeletal strength, no less remarkable, no less beautiful. And that's why I have illustration number two. I wish you
are
have some appreciation.
Are we responsible for all these now on the test?
Yeah, we're going to be tested on this?
We'll cover it. I'll talk to you later. Let me finish.
Do we have to memorize the illustrations?
Well, I would like you to understand illustration number two. Not necessarily memorize, but I want you to...
I have to go to the lab.
...understand what it means. Turn, if you will, to illustration number two. I wish you to have some appreciation for the miracle of structuring here. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. You will notice that the wing, in all its marvel of organization, demonstrates no less than that the radius is parallel to the humus, in absolute mathematical proportions. No idle random measurements of earth or sky here. And what consequence? What ramifications, then? But harmony and balance, total mathematical essence, is at the very bone, the very core, the sweet adder of them all. Need I multiply example upon example? Number three is a good one. Shall I measure the heavens for you? Shall I expostulate upon histories or upon hierarchies? Thank you. Hierarchies. Self-evident and yet mysterious, omnipresent and yet occult and ineffable. Therefore, by way of closing, allow me to remind you of the immortal words of the poet, who ties all knowledge into knots. Metered as music breathes, paused or erratically active, ordered or seemingly unspun on a thin fibrous web. The most subtling networks of inner pulsations, connections of themes wildly feeding to themes.
Excuse me, Professor.
Like a river.
The circumstantial
poetry
necessitates that the Alaska does not intersect with the cat's paw.
I'm going to read the poem again. This is a very sensitive thought that's being uttered here. Metered as music breathes, paused or erratically active, ordered or seemingly unspun on a thin fibrous web. The most subtling networks of inner pulsations, connections of themes wildly feeding to themes, like a river, and over this framework flies sorrow and sound, joy and sight in counterpoint, maddening harmonies, wholly enveloping, yearning the soul in its bosom.
No, I really have to go to the library.
Did you repeat that?
I
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
avslutning skulle jag vilja tala om för att det har varit en väldigt trevlig konsert. Vi alla här på scenen har haft väldigt roligt tillsammans. Vi har synthesizer, elpiano, piano, trombon, allting sånt här. Det har varit väldigt skojigt. Jag hoppas att vi kommer att senare här borta i aulan där vin och sprit sedan tilltar med lite hötta
och...
Precis. Det är underbart att höra att finns folk förstår vad jag gör. Vi kommer att samlas där efteråt och jag hoppas att ni alla har en trevlig jul. Tack så mycket.